Friends, Scripture gives us words of life that through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit lead us to Jesus, who is the Word of life. Let us listen then for that word in this lesson. It comes this morning from Mark 10, verses 13 through 16. People were bringing little children to Jesus in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to those people who would do that. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant. And he said to his disciples, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, the children, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. Friends, this is the word of God, and it can be trusted. Well, a bunch of years ago, I was at an end-of-season awards banquet, and one of the most prestigious awards that they gave at this particular event, and among the last to be given each year, was an award that honored someone who had been the most dedicated volunteer in the organization. It's a good award to give, right? It's I'm sure lovely to receive, too. And yet this must have been one of those situations where the honoree doesn't get told in advance. You know, they sort of didn't do that. Now they sort of say, "You might want to come to the YWCA banquet," for example. "Someone you know will be being recognized." And you're like, "Who?" And they're like, "Well, it's you." This wasn't how this particular organization ran. This wasn't, anyway... Guy didn't know. And you know, it's also sort of weird. You know, this is how it was in the 80s, right? Their reaction was supposed to be part of the fun. We don't do that now. Anyway, at this particular banquet, that moment occurred. The name was announced. The spotlight zoomed around the ballroom and found the honoree sitting there stunned in his chair. And to great applause, of course, he kind of comes up on stage. And just as the poor man was sort of turning back toward the stairs to his seat, you know, with, you know, his Oscar, whatever it was we gave, the MC pointed toward the microphone and gestured. And apparently it was the tradition of this thing that the honoree got to say a few words. I mean, if you could have seen the look on this poor man's face, it is like he regretted doing anything nice for anybody ever. You know, also quite possibly, you know, if you had said, "You need to go and do, I need a kidney and I need it now," he would have been like, "I have to leave, I'm sorry," right? But, you know, sometimes that doesn't matter, and you have to do it. And so the poor guy who, you know, he was very, very tall, and he towered over. I can't even do how tall he was, right? He towered over the microphone like this. And he looked at out of the crowd, and he said, "We do it for the kids. It's for them. We do it for the kids." Well, I mean, the whole room leaps to its feet because it's the kids, they're clapping, you know, and, you know, in that window of them leaping up, the man evaporated. I think he left the party. He never, ever went back to it. The thing is that it turned out he didn't actually have kids. It turned out he wasn't involved in any of the programs for this organization that are actually for kids or facing kids or connected with kids. He had nothing to do with kids. But that didn't matter because in a pinch, when someone hands you an award and says to say a few words, and that's already more words than you wanted to say or expected to, just talk about the kids, man. Everybody loves it. Especially when you don't actually say anything controversial like what kids are like or what they might actually need in this world. It's a real contrast in its way to this morning's gospel, which, if you think about it, is also a short speech about kids. Mark tells us Jesus was in the thick of his ministry. It's easy to imagine that he was getting some real traction as a public figure. And what started maybe as kind of one-on-one talks with people had built up considerably. And he developed a real following. He started to get booked on those shows where everybody shouts at each other, right? And he's shown that he's more than able to hold his own when people do. And it's hard to get that far. The ministry has taken him places already. But this message is clearly even bigger than that because think about it. Because it's one thing when you're someone who's making some noise and then, you know, people find out you're in town and so they come out to see you to kind of hear what you have to say for themselves. But it's another level, isn't it? It's another level when people start bringing their kids to see you, to hear what you have to say, to shake your hand, to receive your blessing. And to me, what that suggests kind of a little bit below the surface of the story is that people are starting to realize that Jesus isn't just making noise. He's making history. That in him, something is happening that people want their children to be able to say that they saw. Ironically, of course, the disciples are the people who are most committed to Jesus of all people, and yet they themselves don't sort of seem to recognize the significance of these children who are being brought. You know, they're more creatures of the moment. They're more people who are like, well, what do we need to do to get on Face the Nation, Jesus? What do we need to do to get on Meet the Press? You know, they're the ones who kind of, in these moments as Jesus is in crowds, they're the ones who sort of are blocking. You know, I'm sorry, ma'am, there's not time for a photo op today. I'm sure you understand. Rabbi's running late. We got to get him. We got to go. But Jesus is one of those people who doesn't like that feeling of being handled, right? Not even by his friends, not even by his own team. And so he stops everything and delivers what will turn out to be some of the most memorable words that he will ever say. Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. In fact, truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. And I guess my question for us this morning is, you know, do we really understand what that means? Because it's all too easy to be sort of like this man at the award banquet that I was telling you about, you know, quick to kind of conjure the image of kids without actually managing to say very much. And yet I think in this morning's gospel, Jesus is saying that we better figure it out, that our souls depend on it. Over the last few days, I've been grappling with what that actually might mean. A few days ago, I posted the question on Facebook asking people, what do children know that adults don't? What do children know that adults don't? I got a lot of answers. One that I really loved, they said that play is work. Another one said, it's okay to sing whenever you want. A pastor friend of mine said, kids can look at a church picture directory and tell you exactly who attends regularly and who does not, which is awesome, and I'm totally pursuing that, by the way. that emotions are natural, should not be suppressed, that we should live in the moment, that anyone could be a friend. Not knowing everything is normal, it's not stupid, but pretending to know things that you don't is really stupid. There were a lot of wonderful answers. What's interesting is that the answers that I got were not especially churchy. They were not especially about the insights of children into the Christian story or about God or even from faithful people. And yet the more you think about it, isn't that exactly what Jesus is pointing to in Mark's gospel? Because what makes children seem like such an afterthought to Jesus' own disciples? If I had to guess, I would guess it's this idea that somehow they don't know enough yet. They can't debate Jesus. Which is to say, they can't engage with Jesus in the ways that the disciples are used to that working. But what if that's not how it works? What if receiving the kingdom of God isn't about winning debates or about knowing the right beliefs in some simple way? What if receiving the kingdom of God is really about learning to become a certain kind of person? It made me wonder, you know, as children grow up, is it that they learn how to be adults, or is it that they unlearn how to be children? What children know flows so powerfully from who they are, how to approach the world with wonder and delight, with joy in the present, an openness to anyone, a deep concern for what is fair. A recognition that sometimes life requires a do-over. Childhood's a way of seeing. It's a way of being. And so is faith, right? In fact, faith is in no small part a process of relearning some of the most fundamental instincts that guided us before. And the hope is that now as adults that we will come to understand their significance even more deeply and to claim them even more deliberately and powerfully. You probably heard that story. It's an old story about Pablo Picasso. Picasso wasn't just, you know, the Picasso that we know. He had been an artistic prodigy from the time he was tiny. Do you guys know this? Yeah, Jill is nodding. Art history, I see you. Picasso as a small child was capable of reproducing paintings by Renaissance masters before he was 10 years old. And many years later, he was asked about that, and he said, and this the quote is probably one you have heard, he said, yes, it took me 4 or 5 years to learn how to paint like Raphael, and it's taken me a lifetime to learn how to paint like a child. That's worth pondering, right? We live in a world quick to wave banners, launch all manner of crusades in the name of some sort of general goodwill for children. And those are important causes, very important. We'll do almost anything if it's described as for the kids. And yet, are we really prepared to do what Jesus says here, which is to say we need to become like children? We need to find a way to reopen our hearts, to reopen our minds, to reopen our arms for life that, if we do, is truly poised to be full of wonder and discovery and new lessons. It is not easy to be a child, and that is so often sinful, and that's the truth. But the deeper invitation to us as grown-ups is to find the wisdom once again that would lay claim to that innocence, that openness, and that love. It may take us a lifetime, but with God's help, we may yet learn to paint like children once again. Amen.